Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, appreciate everybody being out here. Great day for football. Our guys made the most of it. I thought we had a good, solid work day. Second day was better than the first day, so we appreciate that. We try to get better every single day. I thought our guys did that today. I handled the elements, all those kind of things well, and we'll be looking forward now. Finish up with some meetings tonight and get into tomorrow. What questions do you have?
John, speaking of the elements, is the line coming out late kind of a nod towards the weather, or is that something new you guys?
Yeah, it is. We thought about it in the last couple of days because of the heat. So they're doing their pre-practice and their individual indoors in the indoor. So they do that in there, and it kind of keeps them out of the heat for another half hour to 40 minutes, which is a positive. So it's been good, and they appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you have to be very vigilant. I think our staff does a great job, training staff, strength and conditioning staff. Everybody's doing a great job of making sure we get the hydration. We're monitoring every single player. You may have a player here or there who's got to take some time out or you pull them back. We took a little more time between drills, you saw today. We had a period right before field goal where we just took an extended water break. You know, just try to cool them down, get the helmets off. Stop them moving a little bit. It's good. It's not often you play in this kind of heat in the NFL. Maybe in early September you might get a day that's hot. So there's really no reason to push it beyond the edge for sure. And I don't think we're even close to that. But there is an aspect of it with acclimation that is positive if you handle it the right way. And I thought our guys did a good job of that.
Is there any playful comments from the D-line about,
wait a minute? No, the D-line wouldn't dare because the offensive line is always out here earlier working, so I think the D-line knows better than that.
John, two days of training camp down, how do you feel like the guys are acclimating to your offensive system so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're on their way. You know, it's kind of hard to put a grade on it. We really don't try to do that right now. We just look at everything that we need to correct. We always talk about confronting everything that has to do with our football, every single thing, not each other, not anybody, but the football part of it. So we're looking at all that stuff really hard and just trying to improve on it and get on the same page. It's chemistry, cohesiveness, talk it all out, make sure that we all have a shared understanding.
John, we haven't asked you about Nick Moore getting hurt before a training camp. Obviously, you never want to lose your long snapper, but given the timing and that you could bring in someone like Tyler with the experience he has, feel good about being able to acclimate with that?
Very good point. I mean, for Tyler to be available was kind of it's a blessing for us, for sure, and we appreciate it. He's a pro. He's one of the best in the business, you know, and he had an injury last year, and now he's fully healed. We love Nick. The timing was tough. It's an unfortunate deal, but he'll come back with flying colors, I'm sure. But Tyler just got right in there seamlessly. There's a few things to learn, but he stepped right in. He's a really good fit for what we do with our pump protection, so we're happy about it. Great point. I mean, I think, first of all, assignment and alignment. We want guys to be in the right spot. We're looking for communication, and then we're looking for technique. We want to see the footwork, the timing of the technique, inside with the big guys, the hand placement, move their feet, leverage, base, those kind of things. Yeah, I mean, I really believe it's a versatile group when you really look at it. All those guys have played every spot. So, you know, we're going to use that to our advantage. I know the offensive coaches are really trying to build it in where you see those guys moving around in different spots, a lot of motions, things like that. So it'll be hard to find guys a little bit with what we're doing. That's a positive. And then we're just putting the offense in with the guys we've got. So beyond that, I think it's kind of teaching it, getting good at what we're doing. And then as we do that, we'll get a feel for where we're at with who does what when the time comes. Excuse me? Steve Bisciotti. Steve Bisciotti. Yeah, Steve wanted to. Steve couldn't read him either. So, yeah. It's really interesting, like, as a coach, if none of these guys had a number out here, and I was watching the tape as a coach, I could tell who everybody is. I don't know what it is. I think any coach would tell you that. You just know your people. You know how they move. You know what they look like. But if you don't do it every day, you know, you need the numbers. So, you're welcome.
Second year. different than last year in terms of comfort level of defense?
It's got to be, Edward. I mean, you know, here's a guy that's a year into the system. It's the same system as last year. He's definitely taken over in terms of communication. And then with, you know, Chuck was doing that last year. So I think he was, you know, Chuck kind of had that role. So he's done great with it. He's playing great. He's confident. He's talking out there. He's running around. It's fun to watch.
I think it was 7-on-7's marks stripped Mark Andrews.
Yep.
How tricky is it to balance physicality, have physicality, when you don't have the pads on, and how good is it to see guys still managing to
Well, that's right. I mean, that was a play that was perfect because there was no physicality to it in terms of contact, and yet he was able to time it up, get his hand in there, and make a great play. So I think the ability to make that play without going through and, you know, the tackle, going through the receiver like he normally would with a legal hit, he did it in a way where he didn't touch Mark at all. That's pretty darn good, you know what I mean, to see him to be able to do that. I'm always amazed by the athletic ability of these guys. I mean, and you guys watch it, so you guys know. It just blows you away, right? The fact that these guys can play so fast and not be on the ground hardly ever, not run into each other the way they do, it's just a testament to the level of play, really, and their talent. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Charlie's ready to go. You know, he's big, he's strong. I think he's determined, and he's running routes. He made a real nice catch yesterday on that inside box fade. Made the wheel route today for the big play. Looks good.
You guys, we have Marcus Webb, so we have two more. Jonas.
John, with the higher tempo you guys can get in more plays, do you expect to get like more volume over the course of the game, or do you kind of have like a workload that you want to shoot for?
No, we still go for the plays. I mean, you may get a couple more plays with the fast tempo, but we try to keep the volume. We measure the volume very closely.
What's your impressions of working with Coach Michael so far?
I like the way he coaches. He's a Midwest style coach. You know, we know each other. We're about the same age, and we come from the same part of the country. So the style, the way he interacts and relates, there's a lot of energy to it. You know, I appreciate it. He's doing a great job.
Brian Mick. Hey,
Brandon Stevens, you know, his versatility has been a great asset. Paid safety his rookie year and then forward last year.
Yeah.
Slot corner. What do you see from him playing on nickel corner?
Yeah, I mean, he can do that too. You know, it goes to the versatility point. I think right now he's played mostly safety. He can go outside and play corner. So, you know, that's something. The more you can do, you know, he's got a lot of tools, so it's going to help us.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks, everybody.